if we want a real picture of how the world of tefillah looks, think of it this way. Imagine you're making an order over the phone. I know that's like last century, but imagine you're making an order over the phone for an expensive product. Not fruits or vegetables, but something big, like a piece of furniture or an appliance. You get on the phone with the salesman or saleswoman and start to describe what you need. You explain your needs, the space limitations, the quality you're looking for, and finally your price range. So you hope that they can find a product that will fill your needs, last long, and not break the bank. You probably have a certain color in mind and would be disappointed if you'd have to settle for something else. This conversation will take a good few minutes until you're satisfied that you're both on the same page. Now, if we live in the world of tefillah, then the very same conversation, or a very similar one, takes place first with Hashem. You explain what your needs are, and yes, yeah, of course, he knows it all already, but that's not the point. We're communicating with Hashem so that he can fill our needs. We would tell him all the details that are important to us, down to the color. If it's important to us, and we want that need filled, there's only one address who can see it filled. Now, sometimes it seems strange, right, to bother Hashem with something so petty. But if it's something we care about, we have to ask Hashem for it, because nothing that matters to us is petty. Everything counts. And there's only one way that that desire can be recognized, can be realized. Now, this is an impressive level to be on, to be able to daven like that. And if, and more realistically, since we are not on this level, for us to daven like that would be a little fake. And we can't expect our hearts to change radically. Hearts, they just don't do sudden changes. If we want to feel something for real, it takes repeated effort, chipping away little by little, until this starts to become real and natural. And it's important to always put tefillah into perspective. We daven for all sorts of things that are so important to us. We daven for sick people to become well, for people to have children. Others should find a livelihood. Our children should be successful. We should be healthy, and so on. Truly, tefillah has in it ability to bring tremendous yeshuas and an outpouring of bracha. But these are secondary to the real purpose of tefillah. Tefillah is always about communicating and connecting to Hashem. Tefillah is the primary form of dveikus to Hashem, so that we can have a relationship with the Chai Olamim, that one who gives life to the whole world, all worlds. It's vital to always remember that no matter what we're davening for, that is secondary to the fact that we're davening. We're talking to the Malach Malchei HaMelachim. In truth, all forms of Avodas Hashem are principally forms of dveikus in Hashem, as long as we've discussed them previously, right? But by tefillah in particular, it's so important not to lose sight of what we're really doing and not to get sidetracked by the need that we're davening for. Tefillah comes from the same root as Naphtali, tefillah Naphtali. As Leah explained the name, Naphtule Elohim, Niftalti, I have connected with Hashem. And that is the essence of davening. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, which Rishim Shem Pinkas Zatzal would expound upon. The pasuk says, Ki toiv chazdecha michayim, sefosai yishabachuncha. Your kindness is better than life, and my lips will praise you. What does this mean? He would give a mashal to someone who suffered from an illness and was attended to by a doctor. Over the course of treatment, they became good friends. When he finally recovered, he said, I'm grateful that you healed me. He said to the doctor, I'm grateful that you healed me, but I'm even happier that now I have gained a new friend. So we say to Hashem, your kindness, meaning the relationship Hashem grants us, is a greater gift than the life that he grants us. And that's why we praise him, and that's why we daven. Ki toiv chazdecha michayim, your chesed The kindness that we can have a relationship with you is better than chayim. Sfasai shabachuncha. That's how and why we praise him. That's why we daven.